you'll be there. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for blessing Nana, Lord, for every time that our pastor's sick, she's right there with him. So I ask you, Lord God, to lift them up. I ask you for healing and restoration in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you guys can bear with me for just a little while, I'll try and do my best to lead you in praise and worship. But now let me enlighten you on that situation. I can get up here and sing till I'm black. Oh, I was supposed to be blue, wasn't it? That's right. That's right. But anyway, with that being said, I can get up here and only sing. You have to do the worshiping and the praising yourself. Amen. I can't get back there and dance beside you, or I can't tell you how to feel. That's exactly right. And let me apologize to you two right now. I passed you guys and didn't know who you were yesterday, so hi. Well, okay, so y'all need to apologize to me too then, right? But God is good, amen? Man, you know, even I don't care what we're walking through in life, if we stand on the word of God, it is all going to be good, amen? It is just like that. Go ahead, guys. Better thing is to have God by your side. Amen. You know, when I first started coming to this church, just put it bluntly, never heard a lot of this music. I never listened to contemporary gospel. And what the list of music that I have in this music folder is comprised of praise and worship. You won't hear nothing negative in none of this. It's all positive, amen. And the Word of God, the Bible is positive. It's got some negative things in it, but the positive is that God is with us, amen. And so it takes us, because He's done everything for us already. You know, He came here, bled and died, and hung on the cross for us. That was everything. He simplified. Sometimes I believe He made it so simple we don't understand how easy it is to become a Christian. But anyway, whew. You know, sometimes, Sister Shirley, this little thing rises up on inside of me, and it makes me sound like a preacher. I don't understand that. Don't understand that. But I tell you what, I like that feeling. I do. I like to be able to talk about the Word of God with people. You know, sister, it make you almost believe you're doing what the Lord wants you to do. You know, that's what I'm saying. It makes you believe that, amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is exactly right. Exactly right, sir. Simple as that. Yes, sir. All good things, because I don't understand how anybody that's full of joy can do something wrong. I just know Him, and God is full of joy. That's what He is. Say, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and live forevermore.
Into the shelter of the
in my life that I can reflect on, to where I had a clue about my troubles, who to turn to. And it's awesome when I can stand before a congregation of people and just tell them that you can always run to the Lord. He's always got your back. Amen. And it's an awesome thing. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lift the up. You came running. There's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy
the presence of the Lord really strong this morning to pray for people. A lot of times we open the altars up for people that need physical healing. And I do want to do that today. If you have pain in your body, But I also want to offer the open the altar up for if you have been physically, mentally, emotionally abused in any way this morning, God wants you to know that He loves you and that it was not your fault. And He wants to bring healing to your mind today, to the thoughts that have caused you to lay awake at night thinking that it was your fault. He wants you. He's been running after you. And today He says that He has pursued you and He has caught you. You do not have to give me any details. God already knows what the details are. But He wants to bring healing to you today. So if you're here and you have pain in your body, if you have pain in your mind, in your emotions, hallelujah, God says, I want to bring healing to you today so that He can begin the process of restoration. And He is bringing you back to Him. So I want you to come forth today and in agreement with what God says that He wants to do, I want to lay my hands on you and agree with God, agree with His word, that He is going to bring healing to you this morning. Amen. So I open the altar up right now for you to come forth. And you're going to not leave this place like you came today in Jesus' name. Today, God says His mercies are new, hallelujah, every morning. And He wants to bring healing to you today, whether it's physical. And a lot of times physical things are only a symptom of abuse of some sort. And He wants to bring healing to your mind today. So those thoughts, so you can learn to rest, so that you can receive healing in your body. Amen. Hallelujah.
King, you will reign forever.
in the name. There is no other name. I have not said this publicly before, but God's blessed me in so many ways, and one way He's really blessed me is that I look at my kids, and I'm proud of my kids, because look at where they're at, you know. They could be out doing like I did. And instead, God turned my life around enough that He taught me how to teach them. And that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing. Because you're looking at a man that had the world by his hand. Now, I could have done anything I wanted to do. But I didn't. Have that opportunity. And it's just awesome that my kids are sitting here. Hallelujah. Now's the time in the service that we get an opportunity to share it with the Lord. In our offerings and in our tithes. So, if you will, and just not forget about last week. We didn't have opportunity to give last week, so what God places in your heart for us to do, this is what we need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now. For our tithes and our offerings, Lord. For I know, Lord God, that when we give to you, you give back more than we can give. And I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you for the obedience of people, Lord God, that they see and understand. And now, Lord God, I thank you once again for blessing us and carrying us through this day. In Jesus' name. Well, I'll say this. I got my praise on. That's what I intended to do. Amen. You know, a lot of times in life, what people see in us, it's not a lot of times, it's just a fact. What people see in us reflects who they think we are. Amen. And when people see Christ come out of us, it attracts attention. And it puts us in a position to where we're up here. Because believe me, when you're in a hole, you got to look up to see.